What is up, everyone? Thanks for interrupting me, Cohen. This is the Goon Life Podcast, and this is take number two to start it. The first one, we fucked up. I fucked up and didn't press record, but I'm not giving you an introduction. This isn't really a real podcast. My name's fucking Mason, co-host Hayden Cohen. How's it going?
Yes, sir.
We're doing all right.
Fucking special guest Connor. How's it going?
Going good, man. It's an honor to be here.
Welcome to have you. This one of your last nights in fucking Beaufort, Connor. We just hung out, had a nice dinner at the fucking restaurant we go to, the Tav.
Yeah. Buffalo Chicken Flat was a little off its game tonight, not gonna lie, but
why don't you tell your waiter? Waitress.
Because I mean, did she make the food?
You could tell her to this shit.
Yeah, but like,
you think they really give a fuck?
To say, oh, well, like, this isn't quite as good.
I don't want
to
pay for it. That's what you
said. Like,
I'm just not.
You just gotta be like, dude, this is shit. Okay, even if you enjoyed it, you say it's shit, and you get it free. Or you should, like, fucking make a big scene. See it.
Call I always carry.
Please come over here. This is just fine.
It's not the best, but it's okay. It's just fine.
I mean, I just carry a fake cockroach in my pocket everywhere I go, just in case, like, someone like, strikes my nerve the wrong way, or, you know, or I don't like the food.
I carry a live cockroach. It's good company.
I carry a tube of a random person's spit, so I can just throw it in there, and if people want to test it, it's just a random person's DNA.
I feed it a sugar cube every week.
Plays the harmonica.
Dude. Some real shit? Do cockroaches need, like, protein and shit?
Like, to survive? Like they need, like, nutrients?
Yeah, humans need, like, the mix of all three and, like, other vitamins. Like, what the fuck do cockroaches need to survive?
It depends on what their organs, like, how their organs function. I have no clue.
Connor, you're the wildlife, economic, natural resource guy out of us.
Yeah.
You tell us.
I haven't taken my cockroach class yet. I don't know. Yeah. I've never really seen a cockroach.
You missed that day?
You never seen a cockroach?
No, I've seen a cockroach, but I just don't know like what they eat.
Oh, dude, I'm gonna look it up real quick, actually.
Jesse.
It's like, how does a cow eat grass to survive? Like, you know?
Oh, yeah. You see, cows just eat grass and fucking hay.
Or, yeah.
They're like, herbivores.
Right. But, like,
their bodies are designed to live off that.
Yeah,
but imagine. They've got,
like, special stuff. I don't know. It's weird. I can't explain it to you yet.
Okay, here it goes. I looked up
in the near future.
I looked up what does a cockroach eat. The simple answer is cockroaches are omnivore scavengers and will consume any organic food source. That they prefer sweets, meats, and starches, but they also consume other shit, like hair, books, and other shit.
Books, that's nice.
Dude, yeah, I hear
that's a good problem to worry about. Your books eaten by cockroaches.
I hear actually a big problem with the paper bags and shit is that, like, cockroaches, like, eat them if you leave them out.
Alright, then it just, boom, they eat them, so they're gone. Isn't that good?
Yeah. True.
Well, no, because if you go to use the fucking paper bag, you will not have a usable paper bag.
Cockroach ate my paper bag.
Motherfucker.
Biggest problem in the world right now.
Connor, I have a real question.
And not 800 missing children.
Depending on how you answer this question, our friendship will be over. Is Diet Mountain Dew good?
I've never had Diet Mountain
Dew.
No,
is it good?
You know what I have.
Is it good? Yes or no, Connor?
It's shit.
I mean, as far as diet sodas go, like, it's good, yeah.
You're fucking wrong. I fucking hate you, bro. It is a shitty fucking drink, and I am with Cohen on this. The only reason I'm drinking it is because I felt like having a soda, and this is what we had.
Dude, Mountain Dew in general is trash.
What? Dude, okay.
It has, like, a good taste, but...
Baja Blast, nigga?
Yeah, Baja Blast. I don't know, I feel like...
But I just can't drink it because it's just so goddamn thick.
Dude... I'll tell you what I told Cohen.
You're over-exaggerating.
It's electric piss water.
Huh?
Electric piss water.
But, okay, well, the best diet soda is definitely Diet Dr. Pepper. Do you agree?
Yeah, I agree. I like it. Yeah, I agree.
No, what about, have you had the Diet Sprite or whatever it's Zero Sprite?
That's good. I think it tastes just like Sprite, honestly.
It tastes exactly the same. In fact, I think it tastes a little sweeter.
Yeah, but I think that's true. But I think just Diet Dr. Pepper just tastes better than regular Sprite anyways.
I like Dr. Pepper.
Hot take.
Better than Coke.
Dude, I agree, actually. Pepsi Max is underrated. Pepsi is pretty good, too.
Remember this Pepsi Max commercial?
Pepsi Max. Have you had the energy drinks of the Coca-Cola and Pepsi? I haven't had the Pepsi, but I've had the Coca-Cola.
I haven't had any.
I've tried the Coke one. I don't know. I didn't really like it.
Have you tried the Cherry Coke one?
I think I got the Cherry Coke one. I'm not sure.
Cherry Coke what?
Energy drink.
Me and Cody drink these energy drinks today, and they're called C4s, and they literally feel like there's like needles like all over your goddamn body.
It's because
like,
okay,
like poking your ass. And it was so weird.
Yeah, it does feel like needles. They're called face spiders, where like you get tingly all over. But it's because of there's a chemical in like pre workouts, and in this case, fucking C4, where it's called like beta alanine, or whatever it's called, and it makes your little body tingle.
I was gonna say, why the fuck are you buying a C4 energy drink? How much was that?
Like $2. Mason, how much you spend on soda every day?
I don't care about the price. I was just curious about the price. But I'm just saying, like, a C4 energy drink sounds like fucking cancer.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, no, it just sounds like it's bad for you.
Like, I don't want to be drinking anything that has C4 on the
label. That's exactly what was my point. But I'm not going to lie, it's pretty good.
Same thing with Bang. But Bang has a cooler logo.
The C4 logo is pretty cool.
I think I know what you're talking about, and I think I disagree. How about Nas? Ooh,
Bang or C4 logo?
It depends. Like, if for just energy sake, I would say Bang, but for like a pre-workout, I would say C4.
How about taste, bro?
Taste? Yeah. C4 tastes pretty good. It tastes like a Huggy, like those Hugs, they're little juice bottles or whatever, you know what I'm talking about, that they always bring to pool parties.
That's
for
carbonated
summer.
And
they're not carbonated.
They're like juice jugs.
Called yeah. Jugs.
Saying, no, like, it tastes like that, but carbonated. That's what I was saying.
Hugs.
Dude, I,
Yeah, it tastes like that. What?
I fucking hate Huggies, bro. This
really?
Thing's a shit. They're, like... No, here's the thing. I get the nostalgia, but, like, whenever I had one, they just, like, they taste like...
I mean, they weren't really refreshing.
Yeah.
So are you talking about like the little barrel things with like the
yeah.
The little punch tag.
Dude, they're like, you know, like you ever had like
it's popsicle juice.
Yeah, just about to say, you get that popsicle juice at the end, that's what it fucking is. It's like a little bit is okay, like a little bit right. at a time. But like when you have
like
whole
a popsicle
thing of it,
packet.
It's like, ugh, fucking hell.
Yeah, I agree.
Dude, I haven't had those popsicles in forever. What are they? What are they called? I have no clue. But we only get them in the summertime, anyways.
My mom buys them. I don't eat them.
Otter Pops? Yeah, I don't know what they're called. Something like that.
Polar Pops?
I don't know.
Just a long.
They have like
fucking
a bunch of different names.
Like they're like in like a red bag.
Yeah. Like a net bag.
Yeah. They just leave
but,
them like
yeah. Those we used to get them all the time, like all the time. I remember that's one thing that we'd always almost have in the freezers. Those fucking popsicles.
No, I thought you kept them in like the pantry, Kevin.
What?
Damn, bro, you got the whole squad.
You're a fucking asshole,
Kevin. Dude, that's funny.
All I gotta say to that.
But you lost it. I lost the train of my thought.
The train of your thought.
What do you think about this, Connor? These fucking clowns.
But, dude, I don't know. We used to get them all the time. I don't know.
What?
But,
Dude, are you guys excited?
I'm just trying to get back to the conversation because I can't remember what I said.
Are you guys excited for the returning NBA start?
Oh, yeah, tomorrow?
Dude, what game are you looking forward to the most?
Celtics versus Bucks on Friday.
Obviously, how about the besides
Celtics
that one?
Celtics versus Bucks on Friday.
Dude, Bucks are going to be the snot out of the Celtics.
Dude, we got a whole day of games.
I don't think that.
Dude, I like how fucking Silent Sources and shit were like posting Harden scored 38 points.
I know. And 35 like, points.
Yeah. And literally six none rebounds. Of our starters played yesterday. Like,
it
no,
was all
no.
like 14th string. And he got fucking postered by a 5'11".
Yeah.
I mean, what else are they going to post? They're literally posting what happened. And that is he fucking beat your ass.
They're like,
okay?
Oh, James Harden's a fucking amazing.
What did Taco Fall do?
Demigod. He's a demigod.
He dunked.
He fucking dunked.
Okay.
How many times?
Twice.
He's seven fucking feet. It's Taco twice. Fall isn't dunking miss. Every
that's
time he can.
Me. That's not in
he's
his language.
He's literally
when he
a waste of fucking space.
Transferred his language to English. His head, his mind does not process that.
Dude, you know the only funny thing about Taco Fall is that like, I bet he's that like, he like. He's such a meme or whatever, like, to everyone in the crowd and shit, that when he gets on stage, like, I won't know if he, like, feels bad about himself or feels good. Because it's like, when people are like, Taco Fall, like maybe when you're actually, like, in Boston Stadium, like, the Celtics Stadium, like, they're actually fans of you. But, like, if I were to do it, it's, like, such a fucking, like, actual troll. It's like, he's, like, a meme.
Yeah.
I mean, Alex Caruso is too.
Yeah, no, same thing. I would...
No, but Alex Caruso is an 8 feet tall, so it's like different. I don't know.
Yeah,
you
no,
know
but
I mean?
He's also. No,
they both look weird.
No,
one's fucking in his early 20s, looks like he's goddamn 40.
Dude, they're both.
Yeah,
memes.
Well, I'd rather look like 40 than be 8 feet tall.
What?
Yeah, no, Taco.
I totally disagree.
Oh, I think.
Yeah. What do you mean? Like, you have to duck every time you go through a door? Like, you know, it's
dude,
just like it's just.
Two
it's
things, Hayden.
Stick me on
it's
the court.
Really
I'm an automatic.
Hayden,
bucket.
You're wrong. You know why? Number no. one is Alex Caruso. You're like, oh, he's
it's
ugly.
It's all based on personal preference.
Well, no,
you can't tell me I'm wrong.
I will.
Dude,
I will
like,
tell
I
you how
you're
wrong.
You
that, give me a second.
I was telling you that if you woke up tomorrow and you were 8 feet tall, you would be like, I don't know. You'd just be really upset.
Yeah, let me tell you why, Hayden.
My local church league real quick.
Let me tell you why, Hayden.
Fucking put up some fucking, what's it called?
Fucking Wilt Chamberlain numbers.
Yeah, exactly.
Fucking 100 rebounds, 100 assists, 100 blocks. That's what I do. Like,
okay.
Built.
Well, first thing is, if you're Alex Caruso and you're on the Lakers, you're getting pussy no matter what you look like. Okay?
Or do I want to?
Yeah. You can literally just be like, you're a Laker. Like, I'll be like, yeah, I play on the Lakers.
But you get pussy as
with LeBron.
Dude,
no, wait.
But
let me finish. Let me finish.
Poo,
let me finish.
He's got
but
it.
See, yeah,
like
you might get poon if you're Taco Fall, but you also will have lifetime chronic fucking effects because the human body is not meant to be that fucking tall. His
just
knees,
so
ankles, fucking
anymore.
Probably his even shoulders, elbows and shit. Like, all that will be like more impacted than like if he was Caruso's size.
Dude, this is going on the fucking. This is going on the story, and there's going to be a poll, okay? 8 feet tall, or look 40
no.
years old at 20.
No, be like, who would you rather be, Taco Fall or Alex Caruso?
I would say Alex Caruso if I don't have to look the way he looks.
No, you have to look exactly like both
Dude,
of those
but
people.
But that's like, that's the whole point. It's like you look like Alex Caruso.
Well, can I shave my head? Can I keep my head shaven?
No.
Is he like...
No? I mean, I think his head's shaved right now.
Like, I don't even really watch him play. Isn't he, like, not that good either? He's just, like kind of... He's just bad, like...
Who, Alex
Caruso? He's like, serviceable on defense.
Like, he's deep.
Bro, he averages, like, 20 points
really,
a game.
He's got good athleticism. And he, like he actually looks pretty good when he plays. I don't know.
Dude, do you see how they, drug... Speaking of that, like, they, like... Alex Caruso posted a picture of him with, like, no shirt on or whatever at the gym.
Did a random drug test.
And they did a random drug test. And then, recently, Bol Bol just had, like, a breakout game in the NBA, or, like, the preseason, whatever you want to call it. And they fucking drug tested him. Right after it.
That picture of Alex Caruso is actually photoshopped, though.
Yeah, I know.
Dude, I think it's funny how, in his draft night, on his draft night, like, out, like, his draft night suit, it had, like, a spider web and shit on it. It looked kind of weird. But, like, if when he plays, he actually looks like a fucking, like, giant spider.
Dude, Alex Caruso just became a worst player from last season. I'm looking at his stats. His, holy shit, he's just, like, a worst around player all around.
What about minutes? Where you say that, look at minutes.
Well, no, because I'm looking at his stats.
Their team is definitely way more better than they dropped, were last year.
He dropped 3 minutes, but his field goal percentage, his three-point percentage, his his true shooting, his fucking free throw.
He didn't play as many games.
That's what I just said.
Yeah, I'll give you that.
Like, that he played, true. Like, maybe, like, half.
Yeah, he played.
And you know, towards the end of a losing season, like the Lakers were having last year, like you're gonna the bench players are gonna get more minutes.
Yeah.
So, like, obviously they have a more stacked team, and plus they were winning the whole season. So,
you know what I'm saying?
Catch on Basketball Reference, it has how it has players nicknames and stuff.
Yeah.
It says Bald Mamba, the Bald Eagle, and Caruso.
Dude, that is fucked up, bro. I would not like to be called the Bald Mamba. That's like, that's like a meme in and of itself. Like, even your nicknames are just like, God. You use the greatest Mamba of all time.
Black Mamba?
No, Brian Scalabrine.
The White Mamba.
In 8 years, I'll be telling my grandparents.
You want us a chip.
Yeah, in 8 years.
Yeah. Are you Gucci, man? Gucci game?
No, who do you think is, the biggest Laker legend? Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Magic.
Magic Johnson or Kobe Bryant or Shaq?
Magic Kobe. They played their whole careers there.
Yeah.
I put Kobe over Magic, but personally I didn't really live through both times, but I was like at the tail end of the Kobe one, so obviously Kobe seems more to me. Oh dude, is that fucking Duncan?
No, don't say any names either.
This is Cohen's showing us a picture of him and one of his friends passed out to this fat white dude. With no shirt on. Or the dude's passed out on the ground outside.
He took a lot of Xanax, didn't he?
Stand out. Connor, we don't condone this kind of activities on the Goon Life podcast. So, I'm just telling you right now that if you're associated with that shit, you can hop off right now.
Yeah, exactly.
No Bahama Mamas. Did anyone hear that?
Nothing.
I just got a fucking message on my phone telling me to brush my teeth.
Yeah, you should brush your teeth.
Yeah, I have that set up at 10 p.m. always. It's a good reminder. Brush your fucking teeth.
Rough visit to the dentist today.
Oh, yeah, you went to the dentist. How'd that go?
I just told you. Anyway, yeah, so I get there. I made an appointment because I think I have, one cavity, but I'm definitely sure.
Very nice.
So, good point. I go in there and they look at my teeth and I don't know, I'm just gonna say I have several.
Yeah, no dude, I understand that struggle.
Yeah, yeah,
I've done that before.
Floss, all that.
What?
No, I'm saying, I was surprised, because I take pretty good care of my teeth, so.
I mean, yeah. Bro.
Dude, now you got me freaking out, bro. Yeah! I'm going in the next couple of months, actually, so we'll find out.
I don't drink soda. Never.
Oh, I'm not talking about soda, I'm just talking about, general fucking healthcare. You floss? I don't floss that much.
I don't floss.
Yeah,
I don't have floss.
And then, this little... with the toothpicks on them, that have
I used to use it all the time.
Yeah, every time I go to the dentist, they're like, you floss?
They, I'm like, your gums are bleeding. Oh, maybe because you're fucking like...
yeah, you need floss more. Your gums are bleeding, yeah.
You know, well, no, because your gums won't bleed if you do it often.
I think me.
That's a sign of unhealthy gums, motherfucker. You don't think the dentist literally knows that?
Stupid.
You never thought, but hey, man, well, maybe I'll ask him. And they would tell you.
I do what I want.
Get fucking wrecked.
Mason, that's such an OG sweater. It looks like an old man sweater.
Do you remember when he bought it?
I do.
Dude, I got a couple of sweaters I don't wear often, but I have. This is one of them. It's just way too fucking big.
I thought you bought the first time
you got it. It's like a rose.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely like a cold base like, sweater. That's why I
swear
wear.
Your style is like Zach Galifianakis. Exactly.
Zach Galifianakis.
Yeah, but awesome. I feel like that's how your style is. Seems like.
You know, he's like a genius.
Is he?
I think. Yeah.
Well, we got something in common.
Oh, now you call Mason a genius.
Y'all ever watch Between Two Ferns?
I do watch that sometimes. It pisses me off watching it, just how rude he is to everybody.
Yeah, it's honestly funny. Like, they made like a movie.
Yeah, I know. I started watching it. I'm like, dude, I can't do this shit. After I watched the fucking, what was it? The
Hillary.
No, it was fucking...
Dude, the Hillary one is so funny.
It was Bradley Cooper. After I watched that one, I was like, I don't like this. It makes me mad watching it.
Kinda! Don't speak of the devil. What's your approach to soda then now?
Well, I mean, I've already been kind of trying to cut back.
More of a reason to?
What's up?
I said now it's more of a reason to.
Yeah. Precisely.
You like
But yeah, like I just like don't buy it at the grocery store and stuff because if I do, like I'll knock back a 6-pack a day.
Damn. Really,
not gonna lie.
That's fucking crazy.
No, dude.
It's just like
I can do that easy.
Peyton.
I think it's just like, I don't know, like the sugar.
You want to know real numbers?
That's funny. Because I usually just drink diet, so it's interesting.
Yeah, maybe I should get on the
Very Pepsi nice.
Max train.
No, bro. It's still fucking addicting. You just become addicted to unnatural sweeteners.
What is it called? It starts with an S. It's
Wonder.
Aspartame.
Yeah, aspartame. I mean, S. Start with an S. Fuck, I already flirted. Why did I think of that? I could have sworn that's what Post Malone said when he was talking to Joe Rogan. Start with an S. I don't know.
I don't know why people hate on like aspartame like gives you cancer, and then like I. Like,
fucking popcorn gives you.
This
cancer.
Is well, I was supposed to say
gives
no.
off X-ray. Like,
well, no, I was gonna say like this is the most one of the highest, like the one of the most like done like most researched, natural or like chemical sweeteners they add to drinks. Like, so there's so much fucking like studies done on this that like if it was really bad for you, like we're drinking it, it would like fuck
they
you
up. Put it in. Yeah.
If they wouldn't put you in, maybe like excess amounts is not good for you. Obviously, right. I mean, like, I being a moderacy, but yeah.
Very nice. I agree.
Very nice.
Oh, but we gotta watch Borat someday.
Dude, I'm not watching fucking Borat.
Why not?
Didn't
you watch it recently, Carter?
That was good.
No, man. I don't think so. But,
who was it that
yeah,
was?
I mean, it has a lot of rewatch value.
It does.
Yeah.
I agree.
Borat's just not a movie I want to watch.
Have you ever seen it, Mason?
Dude, I've seen clips, bruh.
You've seen clips? No, you have not seen the whole movie.
You haven't seen it? You shit on it. You haven't seen it.
I know. Imagine that. Imagine, like, not even hearing a song yet, and you, like, you hear, like, a snippet, like, 10 seconds, like, oh, that whole song is shit. Like, what?
But this is how Mason is, though. So, like, he's so set on the fact that, like, he doesn't like it, that if he, like, actually did watch it for through, he'll automatically say he doesn't like it. That's what Mason will do.
I don't dislike it because I don't think it's, like, not funny. Even though maybe some shit I don't find funny. But I don't like it because the way it fucking looks. It is one of the most ugly fucking movies. I cannot watch it where the colors make me want to kill myself. Okay? Watch it, bro.
How about you just watch the movie, and then your opinion might matter.
Like, I don't like what it was filmed on. Like, whatever fucking camera they used, I fucking hate. Whatever, like, how they color did it, like, whatever.
Sit down one evening.
Kill yourself.
Maybe in the morning, whenever you wake up, and watch it. Just watch it. What do you got to lose, honestly? Some time? Some time that doing fucking that matters when the world's about to end? You know what I'm saying?
You know what I've been thinking about a lot? The value of time. And if other people's time is more valuable.
Is your time valuable, in your opinion? Do you think it is?
Well, no, let me say this. I don't think
And what do you mean by, like, one person's time? Are you talking about their effort put into something or their presence? Like,
no.
What do you mean?
I mean, like, 1 hour of your time. Is that valuable? And I was thinking, yes. And I came to, me personally, I came to the conclusion that everyone's time is of equal value.
And why do you say that?
Well, that's fucking complex, and I don't think I'm in the state of conscience to truly explain it.
Okay. I can get behind that. How do you feel? How do you feel, Hayden?
I mean...
Good talk.
And that's just because I'm tired.
Oh, yeah, is it?
Yeah. Okay. I'm just a little tired.
I thought you normally stay up to like 12 or 1.
What?
I thought you normally stay up to like 12 or 1.
Yeah, I don't know how late I stay up anymore. I probably wake up around 9.
I wake up around like 7 or 8. Today, 5.
Do you work often in the morning?
Yeah.
So when do you usually go to work?
2.
Okay.
2 o'clock in the morning.
Conversation got boring. Connor, are you feeling good?
Yeah, feeling it, Mr. Crab.
Feeling what?
The Dune Life experience?
Exactly.
For essence.
You know what's funny?
Oh, I guess we should tell Connor what our plans for the future are.
Wait, let me say this real quick.
You really want me to babble on? Fuck.
No, yeah, let me say this real quick. Like, whenever I think about the trip now, there's, like, the one thing that, like, always pops in my head, like, when I just think about, like, the trip in entirety, is, like, Victory Screech! I fucking, that episode. like, the little beam. I don't know why. I think that's pretty funny.
You watch, like, fucking SpongeBob half of the time.
It's like that, swimming, cold water, like, maybe hitting a dab, brewski, fucking,
smoking a fucking...
Lucy in the Sky with fucking diamonds. Got him. But yeah, you know.
Aiden, does Maggie miss me?
She does. Maggie, come here.
How old is she?
She's about, 7 years old.
Something like that.
And dog.
Nah, she's, So it's July. She was born October, November-ish.
Dude, so they grow quick.
Oh, fuck.
You didn't that count kind of crazy to think? Like, we're in our sophomore year.
She's had her first blood already, hasn't she?
She's what?
Nothing. Nothing.
Maggie, what would you like to say to the podcast?
How often does she bark?
Fucking all the time.
She barks the time. I leave her in the crate.
When I look at her, she barks at me. When I don't
when
touch
you play
her,
with her when you play with her, but then you try to like do your own thing, leave her alone. She just keeps wanting to play. She'll bark.
I have a question.
when you open the door, she'll bark.
If she sees something out the window, she'll bark. Or she hears someone ring the doorbell, she'll bark.
It's a fucking dog. I mean,
but she just does. She's. I don't know. She doesn't really like when she's calm. She doesn't bark.
Sometimes she talks to me.
Which I guess most dogs do, but still.
Yeah, but when is she calm?
Whisper like secrets in my ear.
She's calm right now.
Because she like fucking gives her weed. Here, eat on this.
Dude, have you ever tried to give her CBD like
my
treats?
She's standing on my bed right now, right in front of my camera.
You should get her a Scooby Doo collar.
I know.
What's a Scooby Doo?
Just make it like the whole thing.
Is Peyton ever like killed? Can I take the dog for a walk?
Nope.
No.
Nope. Nope. Like, I don't know that answer.
Big ass
fucking dog.
Yeah, bro. If classes are online, we're going up to Lake Murray as well. You bet we won't, Connor. We're gonna go to your fucking frat house.
Come to Lake Hartwell.
Oh, I thought it's Lake Murray.
No, Lake Murray's up there by Carolina.
Yeah, I mean, that's I meant Lake Hartwell, Connor. Well, that kind of ruins. Like, I was like, why isn't Connor like reacted at all? I was like, fuck him.
Because he doesn't want me there.
Come on up to Dickens County, boys.
Dickens County?
Splendid.
Dickens County.
Dude, I'm hungry.
Dude, I don't know. What do you guys want to talk about?
Wanted to talk about the new format.
Oh, I thought we'd just say it, like, since you were curious. What the fuck are you talking about? We didn't say anything.
We didn't.
Well, who said we said anything?
You just said.
What did
I
say?
You said, like we said.
I was going to say, like we said on the last podcast, bitch. Let me finish.
Well, you didn't say that part.
Fucking disrespect my ass. Can't have it. I'm just joking. But yeah, as we were saying on the last podcast, we're going to start switching things up. And we're not doing it this week, but starting next week, we're going to try to have more segmented topics or whatever, and like have a main focus for our episode, and like have more discussion-based shit. Like we're like talking about a topic. And like do a little more research. So yeah. We're also changing the name and like we're gonna get like a logo and shit.
Yeah.
What do you think the name should be?
Psychonauts. Psychonautica.
Personally, let's go Psychonautica. Let's all go through our favorite and let's ask Connor which one he likes the most.
Psychonautica.
Stoners of boners.
I was just gonna say the one right now I'm thinking of is just the Goon Life podcast.
I fucking hate
what?
Cohen?
No, I don't like
just
that.
Just go on, Cohen. I didn't
Psychonautica
ask.
Or three little psyches. I don't know.
Hippies.
Three little hippies. That's what it was. Yeah.
But like, where is the
Puff pass.
Three little birdies.
How about a
yeah, but like, this isn't like a weed podcast.
Well, it's not just weed. It's not weed is like just the most format, accessible drug.
The new format that we've been talking about.
Experience it a lot.
It has to do with us trying new things while on the podcast. I don't know.
Okay, all this is not said is done. I am not like dropping shit. Maybe. I don't know, dude.
Hey, dropping shit? What do you mean dropping shit?
What do you mean? You know what you drop.
I drop something?
Is no one getting what I mean?
I'm getting what you mean. But revealing what we want to do in the future, like dropping, is that what
you're talking about, like, taking shit. Yeah, and I'm saying,
dropping.
What's another word for taking?
Yeah, okay, I get what you're saying.
I didn't know where that dropping came from. I had no fucking clue what you're talking about. Like, why the fuck is he saying dropping? What did he drop?
But yeah, like, The new format involves us, like, you know, being under their influence during the podcast quite a bit.
And what does psychonaut mean? It's
like
the definition.
Like
well, no, I think I'm not saying
but
I'm
in
not.
A more structured way.
I don't know, dude. We're still talking about the future,
and we're gonna have like stuff for us to talk about throughout it. Like we're gonna have like a purpose of each like podcast, and more like less of us just talking about random stuff. Like we'll still have podcasts like that, but like a good majority of them is just gonna be us sticking to certain topics.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, like, that's, like, if you really think about it, like, if you're like, oh, like, well, like, the most biggest podcast in the world, Joe Rogan, doesn't do that. No, he kind of does, bro. He gets a fucking...
You just don't watch him, okay?
No, I'm gonna say he gets a guest, like, the guest, like, you know what you're getting into when you talk to fucking, like Dennis Rodman. Like, you're on talk about, like...
Or a
physicist, like, you know, whatever, like, someone crazy, like, you know what you're getting
Musk.
Into. Yeah, if you're talking to Elon Musk, you know you're going to talk about his companies, like the future, maybe like some political shit or whatever.
Right.
Like, so you know what he's talking about. Like, and if he's with a friend, he'll talk about like comedy more and like his maybe like some just like some shit. I don't know. But like you kind of know what you're getting into, is what I'm saying. And so we kind of want you to start knowing what you're getting into when you watch an episode of the fucking Goon Life podcast or Stunners with Boaters.
You little hippies.
Is Connor just frozen on my fucking screen?
No, he just likes to stay still and not blink for like 10 minutes at a time.
What do you think about that, Connor? He's sitting still now. Yeah, because his light. But what
no,
do you think about
that? No, I mean, I think it'd probably be good for podcasts to have a little more structure, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, need a little more structure.
Out of shadows.
I mean, it definitely like would make it better for our audience because like who really wants to just hear us talk about random shit all the time? You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, I would say it's different too because you're like, oh well, like maybe this famous person does it, but like usually like the person was famous before they started the podcast, and so it's like the podcast is like more about them.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's like if fucking Kanye West made a podcast. People would listen to it because they want to know what Kanye West is like doing on his day-to-day life. And he could talk about whatever the fuck. He could be like, yeah, I like Harry Potter. And be like, holy shit, fucking Kanye West likes Harry Potter. It'd be like a big thing or whatever. But
he read all three books.
But no one gives a shit if an average Joe likes likes fucking backwards. Harry Potter.
That's correct. Yeah, I think that would definitely like help y'all like widen y'all's like audience.
Cool. Very nice.
You see what the fucking two dry fucking towels I had to work with on this fucking podcast?
I mean, Royal, like right now I'm high and we're not really having a topic to talk about.
No, it's a give and take situation, bro. I come up with a fucking topic,
situation.
You fucking think of a topic,
up?
And
you
come up with
about?
One, you fucking piece
you
of shit.
You didn't come up with that topic.
Yes, I did.
No, you didn't.
Dude, well, I came up with half the topics on this fucking cast. My bad.
Have you?
My bad.
I'm pretty sure
you're doing 99%,
you kind of just take the other 1%. Like, we can talk about fucking drugs for a whole podcast. Just one drug, fucking go into detail about it.
Hey, well, let's talk about some ibuprofen.
About it, the negative and positive effects of it, long term, short term.
Because I can't take anti-inflammatories anymore.
United States has just passed 150,000
Corona deaths. Okay, let me look that up. Dude, I don't want to talk about Corona. Fuck Corona, bro. No coronavirus in Mason's world.
We don't fuck with those vibes. Dude, like those vibes need to exit.
You know what's funny? After I stopped focusing on the news...
Your dick started growing?
Yes.
Every time you go.
Well, no. I don't know. It feels kind of weird, honestly. I feel like I don't know what the fuck is going on. LCS partners with North Korea. What? Oh, it's fucking satire. I was like, what the fuck?
Why is it white? Oh shit, it's dead.
Oh yeah, no. So earlier today, like, we were talking about, like, League of Legends. You know, I watch League of Legends. I thought I'd just say it because it's pretty funny. But, like, the LEC, which is, like, the European League, they're, like, franchise and shit. And they're getting, like, a lot of sponsors recently. And they just got this sponsor today from, like, a Saudi Arabian, like, oil thing. And, like, they're, like, openly, like, homophobic and shit. And, like, and the LEC's, like, dude, like, they're, like, they had, like, all their Pride Month shit last month. And, like, it's like, oh, no. Like, what the fuck? And so... But yeah, people were saying, like, dude, like, you just know they're getting fucking Saudi Arabian money. So, like, that oil money, boy. Or maybe it's not an oil company. I don't know what the fuck it is. I thought maybe... Let me make sure before I say anything.
I agree.
Because I like to speak facts only.
Oh, yeah?
I only speak facts, actually.
Good time to start.
Dude, what the fuck?
Yeah. Say the same thing. What the fuck, bro? Jesus repents. I'm not Jesus. What? Where's my fucking... Okay, here it is.
No, bro. So many people shit on the sponsorship with the Saudi Arabian people that they canceled it.
What do you think about Joe Rogan having Post Malone on his podcast today? Well,
I think it's kind of weird, but I kind of fuck with it at the same time.
I agree.
Like, how, like, Post Malone's 25, when Joe Rogan fucking 50-something?
No, yeah.
50? I think he just turned 50, 51.
It's true, dude. Like, watching them talk to each other, like, it feels like a 50-year-old and a 25-year-old talking to each other. Like, you can clearly tell, like, there's, like, some, like, age difference.
And, like... No, I did talk about, like, Joe Rogan finally met his match on people that can just bring up fucking random shit and talk about it. Like, that's exactly what fucking Post Malone does. He bounces around and fucking just talks about random shit.
Dude.
And they, like, are perfect together.
Post Malone talks like this, and it's kind of annoying when you're listening to the podcast, because it sounds like he's speaking at half the fucking pace. I'd rather hear Ben Shapiro for talking and speaking really fast about how smart he is and how his IQ is really good big. It's like, yeah.
And I was like the doctor.
I'd rather hear someone that talks slower. And he doesn't, like, talk monotone how you are. He definitely has a change in voice.
Okay, yeah, obviously I was exaggerating.
I mean, it sounded pretty on tune with Dave Shapiro, or Ben Shapiro.
Solid Ben Shapiro impression.
Yeah, well, I mean, Ben Shapiro's a fucking, like, everyone knows that meme. It's like, he talks faster than you, and, like, is, like, really articulate with what he says, and so, like, you think he's, like, really smart. He's like, oh, I owned your ass, and it's like, wait, like, you, la, 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 la. It's like, okay, dude. He does a victory screech. It sounds like he's, like, continuously doing a victory screech.
He seems like he got bullied a lot in high school.
His sister has big tits.
Very nice. How old is she?
I don't know. Fucking, like, around his age, I guess.
Fucking 14. I'm like, whoa, Mason. You didn't tell me she was little, sister.
Yeah,
definitely yes. Sorry.
Can you guys name me the governor of South Dakota?
His sister looks weird.
What?
I would say.
Yeah, she does look weird.
Who?
Oh, wait, you looked her up?
Yeah.
Who says she looks normal? I just said she has big tits.
Maybe it's just because, first, like, she looks similar to Ben Shapiro. I don't know. I'm just seeing, like, female versions of
She kind of looks like a fucking anime character.
She looks like she's Jewish, and I'm like...
Yeah.
Dude, like, I'll never forget.
She looks like a fucking just more modernized Anne Frank.
Dude, I'll never forget when I found out Ben Shapiro was Jewish. I was watching the Goon Life, not the Goon Life. I was watching.
How do you not realize this?
He always wears a yarmulke.
Yeah, he's always wearing a yarmulke.
I literally did not notice it, bro. His hair is like it melds with his hair so well.
Yeah, I guess you're right. Yeah.
And I was watching the Joe Rogan podcast run, and he says yeah, I'm Jewish or some shit. I literally stopped. I open the YouTube app, and I'm like, what the fuck? It's kind of weird.
This is his wife. Wait, is this his wife? What the fuck? No, yeah, that's Ben Shapiro's sister. She looks like a fucking, character, in a game. It's fucking weird. She looks like she's, from Flushed Away. That movie about all those little fucking rats and shit, being, the sewers.
Okay.
Flushed Away? I used to have that video game on GameCube.
How do you guys feel about,
It had a movie still.
What was I gonna say, dude? How do you feel about what? Fuck me.
Damn. Really miss. Oh, geez.
The girl from Matilda is Ben Shapiro's cousin.
Matilda. Why is it something?
Yeah.
That's so interesting.
Very nice.
Dude, Ben Shapiro is so weird looking.
I'm already almost finished with one cart. Getting close. I have to charge it now. What the fuck did he do to his camera? Just dangling there.
Fucking with you, boys.
Dude, that was so funny.
Oh, I got him. Made you laugh.
Yeah.
Who even said I was trying to be funny?
I don't know. You said it was a joke. I'm just fucking with you, bear. I'm just fucking with you. What are you trying to be angry? Make us angry? Trying to make us mad, Mason? Is that what I'm getting out here right now? Very lackluster.
Dude, the effort of these fucking two clowns.
I feel like I've been talking more than you, Mason.
What do you? Because I'm really just sitting back and just soaking it in. How Hayden?
Soaking what in?
How you and Hayden can let us like. If I didn't talk for 3 minutes, you guys wouldn't say shit for 3 minutes.
I mean, it depends what we're talking about. If I'm telling a story, I can go on about the fucking story. Same. I can talk about a topic that I want to talk about and know what I'm talking about, then yeah, I'll fucking go on.
But I think a good podcast host will, when he catches his partner, in a dry moment, will also speak up to help flow the conversation. And sometimes I feel
but
like
I like to rather just sit there in the silence and soak the silence in.
Yeah, well, fucking very people simple. Listening would don't.
Maybe they wanted to take a break too for a yeah. second, just like okay, think about themselves. Never know. Give those options out there just for people to take.
Okay.
Yeah, but no one listens to a podcast or
think about it. If we didn't have those silent spots, and they would have to purposely manually stop the video.
Yeah.
Thing just to have a silent moment when we give it to them without stopping it.
We're just trying to look out for him, Mason.
You're like kindergarten teachers. Okay, it's time for nap time.
Hey, exactly. You're more energized, weren't you? Yeah.
Dude, honestly, let me be real. Why does nap time even stop becoming a thing? Like,
I have no fucking clue, to be honest.
Like, actually,
that's
think
what
about
we
like,
fucked up in the fucking schooling system. Fuck
dude,
all
I,
these.
I feel like it would get to
shit.
A point though. Like,
fucked
like you're
up
old.
We took away nap time.
You're old enough during nap time to where like.
You know you don't want to nap, so you're not going to fucking nap.
Yeah, you're not going to fucking nap.
Dude, I think ILT in high school was, the best thing. It was, 40 minutes, chill the fuck out, in the middle of school, and, I don't know. I think that worked. That was, nap time. Would you disagree? Like,
no,
a 40-minute free period?
Did you like ILT?
ILT? See, I mean, ILT was cool when you could go where you wanted to.
Yeah, no, I'm talking about the first 2 years. The first 2 years of ILT were probably, my favorite memories of high school.
Yeah, I liked ILT.
Fucking Miss Hartman's class. He'd fucking pour a nutmeg into...
She was only there for her freshman year.
Yeah, Hayden had, fucking medical terms or some shit.
With her.
Is that what she teached? Like, was there's like health med shit?
Yeah. Yeah, I just remember, I don't know. It was just, cool how a free period.
Oh, shit.
School. I'm gonna slap a bitch.
I was talking about that earlier, Co.
What?
Miss Hartman medical terms.
Yeah, no. But, not that. You said Sherwin? Sherman.
Mr. Sherwin. My God.
Wait, which one is he? Because I think I was thinking of the wrong person.
Health science. You might be thinking of Mr. Smith.
Yeah.
He retired
this year.
I knew he was retiring.
The fat guy coach?
Yeah.
No. The guy who would always ring the bell in the hallway.
Happy little birdie.
Oh, him?
Birthday.
Oh, Mr. Smith. Yeah.
What was he? I think he was like a hip hop.
Oh my god, dude! Like he did like the Christmas things.
Yeah, like he was he did like a Valentine's Day one for like a hip hop rap.
Dude, so, he did like some Santa rap thing. Dude, I will say slightly racist.
What do you mean?
Slightly racist. He came into my I forget what it was, but he said something. I was just like, ugh. I don't know. It just like was one of those things. You're like, you probably shouldn't have said that.
Did anybody like make faces in your class or something when he said it?
Yeah, I mean, people were like, yeah. I mean, it was just a little cringe. Just a little cringe.
Yeah, dude. You know who my least favorite teacher in fucking high school was? I didn't even have his class. Just whenever I saw him, I got fucking mad. The dude next to Dr. Boda.
He retired our senior year, right? But he was my is my shit on? Yeah, okay.
He did not retire.
Yeah, he did.
No, he didn't.
He said he was going to.
He fucking didn't. He was there this year.
We were his last his last, what was it fucking called?
Clearly not.
No, the thing, you know how the teacher you're with, like, the 4 years of your, like, you're supposed to
Eagle
go to him once a week.
Eagle Nest?
Nest?
Yeah, he was, like, my Nest guy. He was my Nest teacher my 4 years of high school.
I have Ms. Corbett.
It kind of cracked up how during the fire drills, he would be out there with, like, the lawn chair and the hat. You know what I'm talking about?
He did?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's pretty funny, actually. It's kind of... It's not that long, was it? I feel like
He went to Wake Forest.
Dude, I don't know. Like, I've heard that he's pretty funny.
He is funny. He's just he is a dickhead.
He's just like, he's a...
No, dude, it's not even that. Like, I don't like the way he talks.
I don't know.
I think the way he talks is honestly, like, kind of
like
hilarious.
A head ass. It's the definition of a head ass.
I just hate people who talk like that. I don't know. Maybe I talk like, a little bit. I don't think I do.
Maybe. Wait, what do you mean, like, how do you talk? Like,
I don't even remember what he talks like. All I remember is that, like, whenever I would see him and he'd speak to me, like, I would just get, like, angry and
irritated.
Like, dude, just shut the fuck up.
No, he does talk to you like
about
you're stupid.
Punch
like,
you in the fucking throat.
He definitely does.
Remember we had a class. I had Dr. Boda. Dr. Boda was, like, sick or whatever. And he came in here, he started teaching the class. I literally just stopped paying attention. I was like, I'm not fucking, like, if I listen to you, like, I'm going to go insane. I don't know, I just didn't like him.
Very nice.
Yeah, that's just my one gripe. He reminded me of, like, the South Park dude. Like, he kind of looked like him.
Oh. Okay.
Okay. Okay. Who took a dookie in the urinal? Okay.
I do it pretty well.
You know what's also
good?
Like a good. You know who also is like a weird character, good. The Beaver High School or whatever? It's Mr. Sherman. He was like supposed to retire like every year.
Oh yeah, he was.
He's like, I'm retiring. Like next year won't have it.
Disciplinary guy. Dude, he's good for like a couple speeches a day, okay?
Dude, yeah. The man like would pump out like four like motivational change your life fucking speeches every fucking day. It's like,
dude, he would,
but like they're like they weren't even like good.
You know,
dude, but like they're so funny, man.
Yeah, no, he,
like oh my god,
all the black
did you ever have I did you ever go to ISS, Connor?
Yeah, I did. Wow. I think I went for like, oh yeah, I remember why. Yeah, okay, So I think sophomore year, I was doing Tommy Collins, like, driver training, you know? And, I don't know, I had PE or something. I, like, skipped to go do Tommy Collins.
Ah.
Yeah.
And they got his ass.
Ooh, yeah, snatch you up.
Got me good.
Dude.
The one time I went, I voluntarily went. Well, whatever. Fuck. And I just went there because I didn't want to go to class. Because I came, like, from a doctor's appointment, like, halfway through. And I was like, fuck it, I'll just go to ISS for the rest of the day. And I go to, like, lunchroom. And I walk in, because I guess they're having lunch. They've had lunch before everybody. So I, like, walk up to him. He has his back turned to me. He's sitting at the table. And, like, I tap on his back. And I tap on his back. And, like, he's like, no, did I tap on my back? No. I asked him, like, are you the ISS teacher? He turns around. One of his eyes are fucking, like, blue. He's a black gentleman. He had brown eyes. And one of his eyes were blue. And I was, like, fucking staring at it. It was obviously a glass eye. He had a fucking glass eye.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. I think that's his name. Apparently, he got his eye shot out when he was a little kid from a BB gun. His, like, brother shot him in the face or whatever. And so it's not like hard-ass from it. But it was fucking it was a funny because, like, later, like, the next lunch period, a bunch of these loud girls came in. And they're, like, screaming and shit, just screaming, being obnoxious. And he was in the bathroom. And he comes out of the bathroom. He's, like, looking at him, like, what the fuck are y'all doing? And, like, walks up and, like, they're, like, just, he didn't say anything, like, and they're still being loud, and, like, fucking, like, talking to him, like, just being loud. And out of nowhere, he goes, shut the fuck up in my classroom. Like, he fucking, like, screamed it. I was, like, what the fuck? I was, like, everybody's, like, ooh. It was so fucking funny. And, like, they're, like, oh, and I, like, walked out or whatever. And everyone's, like, you didn't need to say that. That was so excessive, but some dumb shit, but it's pretty funny.
Dude, that reminds me of in sixth grade, the school I used to go to was, like, really fucking shit. And, like, my English class, like, the teacher left because she got pregnant, like, this black lady. And so we got, like, this special ed teacher for a while. And, like, the
kids... He was special ed, or did he teach special ed?
He taught special ed. It's a girl. Okay. It's, like, a middle-aged white lady. And, all the kids would be so fucking rude to her or whatever. And, like, I was just, like, a shitty job, like... It was bad. And then one day she cracked and she goes, shut the fuck up, biatch. It's like, what the fuck?
What?
And they're like, oh my god, you said bitch. And she's like, no, I said biatch. You guys say it's not bitch. And I was like, I was like, oh, that's just kind of like, you fucked cringy. Up. You done fucked
that's
up.
That's cringy.
Because it's like, when like kids love it to see their teacher like say a bad word because they're like, oh, you fucked up, you right. called someone a bad word, it's like you're getting fired. Ooh, you fucking like they start dancing, it's like like
to do that back kid dance, fucking swinging their arms back and forth, like God. fuck yeah we got her, boys, we got her.
Dude, I heard something today, I fully agree with it. They're like, kids are the most malevolent people out there, like they are some of the most evil people out there, like kids, like
yeah.
Kids
I
are,
agree.
And I was like, yeah, that is kind of true, dude. Like, kids just do fucked up shit, like, all the time. And, like, people are like, oh, they don't know better, but, like, it's still fucked up shit. Like, and sometimes right. they do know better. Like, you just give the benefit of the doubt to them. Like, oh, like, they're 10, they'll learn. It's like, no, motherfucker. Sometimes they're
just a little dickhead that fucking doesn't listen.
Dude, I mean, kids are, like, I don't know. Once they get into that middle school age, it's really... They're kind of just, like, gross.
Yeah, no, 7th graders are the biggest dickheads on the planet. And I stand yeah. by that.
Middle schoolers in general.
But 7 has the worst disciplinary actions, actually. Like, studies should prove it.
What?
Like, 7th grade is, like, the worst disciplinary, like, actions. Like, that's the grade that has the most. And, like... You can look it up.
Yeah, I remember doing stupid shit in South Korea. Dang.
Yeah.
So
long. I remember doing stupid shit in
eighth
grade.
Yeah, I just like.
Damn, I was in sixth.
I think it's because when you hit eighth grade, people are like, "Oh, like you're in eighth grade now. You gotta be more mature." And it's just like, But, like, in seventh grade, it's like, yeah, like, you're above people. Now, like, you feel old, you're like, oh, yeah, I'm getting old, like, and it's like, yeah, you're, like, into that dickhead phase. It's like, yeah, like, I'm kind of, like, some hot shit. It's like, in actuality, it's like, you're not at all.
I would agree.
Dude,
take a couple of dabby brewskis.
Can you just take a moment to set in? Because once in a while, I'll think about it too, like, how the age difference between all of us. Like, Kobe is a year and a week older than me. Just like, yeah. Kind of weird.
Kobe's 2 months older.
What's your birthday?
3 months.
August 21st.
Oh, really?
2000, I think. So, yeah.
Kobe's like 2 years.
I remember that because it's just like a year and a week. It's kind of like, holy shit.
Plus two. Or plus one.
Yeah. He's like a year older than Baylen, too.
Yeah, yeah. Baylen's like 19th or something.
Yeah, something like that. It's in August.
Two and something.
Or the 11th, maybe?
Two
years, I'm not sure.
Yeah. Like 4 years older than Kevin, almost.
Almost 3 years.
Oh, really? Yeah. Yeah.
When's your birthday, Connor?
October 27th.
Scorpio.
I'm a Virgo.
I'm a Capricorn.
I'm a dragon. No. What the fuck?
Are you fucking? That's the fucking Chinese.
Yeah. I'm a Scorpio.
Dude, okay, listen to this. So, like, one time, at Clemson, like, I was talking to this guy, and he's telling me about astronomy. He was like, yeah, I signed up for astronomy, and I thought. He said he thought it was gonna be about, like.
Like zodiacs?
Yeah, like Scorpio, Virgo, Leo, like that stuff. Thought it was gonna be about that.
That's actually pretty funny.
Was he disappointed?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
This is not what I signed up for.
I thought we were finding out our zodiac signs on the first day.
Like, when do the Scorpios and Capricorns come into play?
No Pisces?
No cancer? I thought we were going to get some cancer in our life. Ooh, green? Green means very nice.
Who's someone that you would like think that reads like their horoscope?
Like a guy?
Like just anyone. I don't know.
What is it?
Well, like
anyone, like someone who like reads their horoscope. Like it's like astrology stuff.
Dude, I'm not sure why, but like Jack Nix. It's like the first person to come to my head.
Really?
I don't know. I could see it being like, yeah.
The only, like, I think the only way I found out about it, like, was, like, through just Instagram posts.
Yeah, I just
like,
remember.
Like, ads for, like, other pages.
Oh, I remember, like, back in, like, maybe, like, ninth grade, I used to see, like, on the Explorer feed, there'd be, like, it'd be, like, oh, like, some horoscope shit.
Yeah.
Like the signs, like favorite places or whatever. And I was like, oh, like, I'm curious. And they're like, oh, okay, no, that's not me. But like, oh, that is kind of like me. And then I kind of just keep scrolling.
All right, I'm going to read you my horoscope for today, okay?
Okay.
There's a great deal of fuel to keep your fire raging today, Scorpio. Powerful situations are apt to come your way, in which you're asked to take decisive action. Don't shy away from added responsibility. Your ego is very strong, which helps you take charge of any situation. Just make sure that you don't step on anyone's toes in the process. Revive your love. Make this the year your love grows with psychic love reading. I have to add. Dude, I just really, like, I honestly, I don't know. If, like, if there was ever, like, a horoscope that was just, like your trash or something like that, you know, then I'd be like, okay. Maybe.
But they're all, like, uplifted.
Yeah.
You will conquer today.
Yeah.
You need that one where it's like, you will lose a best friend in the next 24 hours. What the fuck? And then it's like, subconsciously knowing that, you, like, start fucking, like, you, like, text one of your friends, it's like, you're a piece of shit. You're like, what the fuck am I doing?
What? What are you talking about?
Alcove.
Alcon?
Dude, are you a real gamer?
Yeah. Like, what do you mean, yeah? Like, what's a real gamer?
I don't know. Someone who likes to enjoys video games?
I guess, yes.
No, well, I'd say someone who enjoys video games and is somewhat connected with the culture. That's what I'd say.
I'll say yes, I guess.
You know what I mean?
Does the white mean it's dead, Mason? When it blinks white?
Does it blink white?
Yeah.
I usually just, like, once it stops hitting that, not that good, I usually just put it on the charger.
Well, I had it on the charger. That's the crazy part.
Well, how long did you have it on? How fucking many times did you hit it? Did you leave it on?
How many times makes sense?
Because I usually turn mine on and off as soon as I'm done.
Yes. Hitting it. I do, too.
Dude, what should I do before the summer ends?
We should smoke like a whole fucking zip by ourselves.
Yeah. That's not fucking happening.
Smoke a whole zip by myself.
Well, something more feasible, dude. Dude, I mean, Friday's gonna be good, bro. We gonna play some beer pong?
Oh, bet. But where at? Where at?
Mama.
Dude, I mean, like, honestly, let me ask you a question, bro. Like, I don't see why we couldn't, like, be honest with me, Hayden. I don't see, like, why we couldn't just chill at your house. I mean, obviously, like, yeah, we don't make too much noise. I mean, it's in the daytime as well. It's not like we're fucking doing it, like, 10 o'clock.
No, y'all can chill.
Because I'm talking about Friday, if we do anything.
Yeah, I don't really care.
You got a love seat now, too. I like it.
It's like couch. The same size as the couch, basically.
It's a fucking couch.
Yeah, but I mean, it's called a love seat because it's two seats. Yeah, I know, but yeah.
Yeah,
that's not a love seat. It's a couch. But we're gonna play some beer pong, watch a game, get zooted.
Maybe drop.
Maybe drop. Ooh, very nice. I can get
maybe
behind
drop.
That.
We still got two left. Kana.
Yes.
I mean, I got three and I only took two that day.
Connor?
We'll see.
I'll take that as a no.
I mean,
we'll see.
I have money on the line. I gotta take it no matter what.
But,
yeah, obviously, that's a lie, but.
If I take it, then I'll do that and then. Get hella high.
If I took it, I would do it in the morning. I would like to. The game starts at 2 o'clock, bro. The game starts early. The only game I really want to see, other than tomorrow, is the, let me look it up real quick. The NBA games. Lakers versus Clipper, obviously. I want to see that. I guess yeah. Bucks Celtics. I want to see the Rockets versus the Mavericks.
What time do the Bucks and Celtics play?
6:30, and then the Rockets at 9 o'clock.
When do the Pelicans play?
Oh, they play tomorrow at 6:30. Are you guys
can I
often?
Sleep on the couch, Hayden?
Huh?
Can I sleep on the couch on Friday night?
Yeah, you can. I don't know what time I'm gonna be getting there.
Wait, you work on Friday?
Yeah.
When do you work?
Let me look at it real quick.
Hopefully in the morning.
Yes, sir.
You work from 2 to 10. This is every game. Then schedule to play. That would suck. Big time. Suck big time.
I concur.
Sure. Well, it's so nice. It's very pleasant. Pleasant response.
I get up at 7 on Friday.
Okay, so we can... What time did you say the Celtics game was at? 6?
Dude, ask if you like, yo, can I leave 30 minutes fucking early? I'm trying to catch the beginning of the Celtics.
No, I could miss the beginning. I'll be alright.
Can you, though?
Obviously, can't be,
if Lashley, I mean, Hayden can do whatever he wants now. He's a green shirt.
Yeah.
Dude, Hayden's his own boss. He's a big
yeah,
man.
Yeah, no.
Helen, why do they have you wearing a t-shirt now?
Because it's more comfortable.
No, Hayden. I know for a fact you feel good when you put that green shot on D. You like, or when you put that white shot on, you're like, yeah, I fucking made it.
I wear green now.
Well, I don't understand. How do you train? I thought you go from green to white.
You go to white from white. You go from green to white to like this different green and like totally different type of shirt.
Okay.
It's like a button-up green shirt.
So like, what's your like job title? You would say.
Customer service staff member.
Oh shit! You're a big man.
What's that? Yeah, assistant to the assistant manager.
No, but I do think that's pretty cool. That you're
assistant
like
front service.
That you're customer clerk. Service now.
Assistant.
It's more money. More team money. Manager.
More money, more problems, though, they say.
They do say.
That's Biggie. Straight from Biggie, boy. B-I-G.
B-I-double-G.
I'm feeling a little slumped, y'all.
Yeah, I was actually thinking about it.
I share the feeling.
I was thinking if you guys want to wrap the podcast up, actually, because it's hit an hour and 10 minutes.
That's it?
Really? I thought it was longer.
Really?
Yeah, I'm fucking hungry.
Well, dude, I'm down to end the podcast. It was a pretty good one. Chill podcast.
Just talking. Yeah.
What our
it's good
friend,
to have John Connor. It wasn't quite eventful. A regular Goon Life experience that you could have, but it's a more
more dynamic.
Yeah,
dynamic.
It's been an honor and a pleasure.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Very nice. Conan, any last words?
Hey, don't do drugs.
Heard it here. See you guys next time.